In our last presentation, we discussed the envy of Ephraim being used by Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 10 through 12 to represent the unity that will come to God's people in this final warning message of the loud cry that must come to God's people. And at this time, the battle will be against the combination of church and state, and the spiritual guiding head of that union is going to be the papacy. But the papacy is going to be co-reigning with the 10 horns of Revelation 17, the 10 kings that are symbolized by Zeb, that are symbolized in Psalm 83, that are symbolized in Revelation 17. And these 10 kings represent the one world government, the United Nations. They represent statecraft that is going to mingle with churchcraft, the papacy. Now, there is sometimes a response that you get to this as far as whether there will ever be an actual complete one world government, and I do not believe there will be. And Sister White also tells us that this iron and clay also represents that these nations will never fully come together. But if you've heard what she's saying in the last quote, she says, the people, the wicked people, yet under one head, the papal power, the people will unite. So there is a union that comes about, even though it's not a complete union. That's why when she quotes Revelation 17 about the 10 kings having one mind, she says this is a universal bond of union. There is a type of union that comes together during this time period, but it's going to be incomplete. Testimonies, Volume 1, page 360 and onward says this: our kingdom is not of this world. We are waiting for our Lord from heaven to come to earth to put down all authority and power and to set up his everlasting kingdom. Earthly powers are shaken. We need not and cannot expect union among the nations of the earth. Our position in the image of Nebuchadnezzar is represented by the toes in a divided state and of a crumbling material that will not hold together. Prophecy shows us that the great day of God is right upon us. It hasteth greatly. So here, once you get to this point, and with Sister White's comments, you see the 10 toes are representative of the 10 horns of Revelation 17, which they are also paralleling the 10 kings in Psalm 83, and those are connected with Zeb, who comes to his end at the winepress, and we know that we're speaking of the winepress of the wrath of God.